T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Wednesday, everyone. Welcome in, hot off the presses. Do I have some statistics? I'm watching this last night with Laura Ingraham, this guy that's one of these reopen for prosperity talking blah, blah, blah. And then I see some of these statistics. And by the way, have you noticed Pennsylvania is constantly now in the center ring with Ingraham, Hannity a bit, and Tucker Carlson going after Wolfman Hack and his his Robin to his Batman there, Rachel Levine. It is amazing how much play it's getting because of how bad it is. Here are the stats that I'm talking about as the revolt continues. Pennsylvania stats. People who have died of the coronavirus over 100 years of age, they topped by a lot. These are by Rachel Levine's stats, too. People under 45. Get the significance of that? Secondly, those over 95 or over topped everyone under 80. And those that were over 85, well, topped just about everybody. So the bottom line is, you look at these statistics, boy, just incredible. Over 100 topped the number of people that have died under 45. And then the over 95 tops just about everything else. It tells you where this is centered. I mean, these are their own numbers. And yet they continue to fight this lockdown battle. They continue to not keep their eye on the ball. They've blown it before. Now there's a federal investigation that's being launched by Scott Perry, Representative Scott Perry, calling for that. Nursing homes, Wolf, Rachel Levine in Pennsylvania. There are people on the state level saying the same thing. They want to investigate this. And in the middle of it, she takes her mom and puts a mom in a hotel. But just think of those statistics, though. People that died over the age of 100. I didn't know we had that number of people in Pennsylvania that might be 100. Topped those under 45. Now, you know what happens. You get accused right away of trying to diminish nursing home, long-term care facility people. You get this crazy type of stuff. But those statistics ought to be emblazoned in every newspaper, every TV broadcast out there. You would think that we would see them and people would go, wow, this really points. I mean, how much evidence? When they say data, when they say science, how much evidence do you need in New York, Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania particularly, where this was mishandled big time? And it still continues today, not based on the science, not based on the statistics, but based on their own whims, based on their own petty agenda, whatever that might be. So here's what I wanted to ask at 855-839-1210 to kind of kick off the show today. Got a great side question. We'll send you off to Captain Chuckie's with that. We have the attorney for the gym coming on a little bit later. We might have a special guest coming up this hour. Dan's cooking up something behind the scenes that's really, really good. But I put up on Twitter and had a ferocious number of responses. What's the catchphrase? What's the phrase, the constant repetition that you are most tired of hearing by those that are on the lockdown crew, the media? Which one is it? And the one that seemed to jump out at me that I probably would sign off on, I got close to 20 that we hear repeatedly, is we're all in this together. We're all in this together. That's the one that seemed to rub people the wrong way. Now, let's break that down. How in the world can you be upset with we're all in this together? You know, that means everybody's, you know, rowing the same thing, doing the same thing. I'm in there with Cuomo, Wolfman Hack, right? What is it that's upsetting about that? Is that the one that you can't take?
It is for me.
It is for me too. I was going to say, Dan, the science. I was going to say, you know, we don't follow the virus, that's it. The virus is the boss, not Dan Borowski. Why does that one bother you so much?
Well, it's mostly said by celebrities, right? And yeah. They're sitting there in their giant mansions telling this to people right. that are out right. of work. You know, they can't open their business. We're all right. in this together while their bank accounts are racking up millions of dollars. No, we're not all in this together. We're completely different than you. You have just spades of money, money hand over fist.
Yeah, like big mouth talk show host. That's right.
You know, the majority of us don't have that. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly right. No. Well, up-and-comers like you will soon, I hope.
Yeah. Okay.
But 855-839-1210, you get in. Is that the one? There's another part to it. You're right, Dan. It's the celebrities. It is just such an easy catchphrase to say. And you know what it means, too? It lets them get away from what you're talking about, kind of the urgency of this, that we need to get back to work. And kind of they hit us over the head with this. We're all in this together. What don't you get? We're all in this together. It reminds me of Kramer and Seinfeld. You're not wearing the ribbon, the AIDS ribbon. You're not going to say we're all in this together. How could you not say that at the end? You got to say that. You're a bad person. You're evil. You must be a Trump supporter. Are you a nut? Speaking of which, all right, so that's 1-855-839-1210. Hey, Joe, special dispensation. No vortex music. Just straight up. Is there a phrase that bothers you, Joe?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm sorry to tell you, I don't
know. No, I'm glad you said that. That's okay. All right, Dan, remember plan B. Get him out of there.
Trap door.
No, it doesn't bother. Well, you're even temp. You're not as wild as Dan and certainly me. So, okay. None of these bother you then. There's 20 of them.
I'm welcome to phrases. Any phrases anyone wants to utter. Dynamite, okay. Anything.
All right, we'll go to the vortex a little bit more later on the side question of the day. But okay, are these things bothersome? Do they breed? That's the one on Twitter that people hit again and again and again. And I agree with Dan. There's a celebrity hinge to this. There's an Anderson Cooper hinge to this. And it's all saying, shut up. Let's continue with these policies. There should be no debate, because if you debate them, then you're not all in this together. All in this together means we're just going to do what our betters, the public health officials and all say, doesn't it? And I like the celebrity angle of it. All right, so that's one thing. Now, we have an update on what happened with the gym yesterday. And this is what Murphy and these petty tyrants are capable of. So Courier Post reports today that five people were cited yesterday, meaning patrons, gym members, new members at that gym over in Belmar. One was cited for obstruction when he wouldn't give his name, and he was taken in by the police and later released. So I told you yesterday, you know, this idea, we'll just get a GoFundMe page. And at $2,000 a pop or whatever it is, if they really do that, we can continue on. All right? And I told you they would ratchet it up. Now, today's day three. We believe they're open. We'll see if there's any action over there. We're going to talk with the attorney. They're going to do other stuff to this gym. But I thought yesterday, and I don't see it anywhere, you know, Courier Post coverage, the local coverage of people, they're not saying, wait a minute, the police are actually charging disorderly conduct and fining people just going to the gym to work out. Look, if you want to take on the gym owners, they're big boys. These guys have stepped into the ring. I admire them, and they're willing to take it on. How in the world are you going after people working out as they're coming out of the gym? Well, I told you, Murphy and others are not going to let this go. Now, here's the thing. Aside, you know, it just proves that in a place like Jersey and the media doesn't get it, that a line was crossed there by going after the patrons. At least I think that. Here's the thing. I watched closely two or three times today the tape of when the Belmar police came in to, and in one case, arrest the person who wouldn't give their name. And here's what I wanted to ask you. I was watching people in the crowd. Look, I know they're worked up. This is really bad. As I just said, they're taking the patrons. And some people are trying to get the cops to say, come on, stand down. You guys really don't want to do that. The hero was a guy that had a shirt on from the gym who told everybody to move back. You can't block the police. You can't block their vehicles. They were taking a guy out. I really like that guy. There were others, though, sadly, that were yelling stuff at the police. So I wanted to ask you, be a man or woman, step up. You can tell me, because I'm going to tell you you're flat out wrong. If you're in that crowd or any situation like that and you're yelling stuff at the police in this situation, you're part of the problem. You don't do the cause any good. You really don't. You're embarrassing. Now, those who were saying, what is this, communism? Or we're trying to tell the police, hey, we know you guys don't want to do this. Come on. You can't lock this guy up. Give him another chance, stuff like that. Yeah, that's fine. But there were people now that are so fired up just looking for it. They're yelling stuff at the police. Do you support that? I don't. I'm not going to support it. You know, I think some of the police are members of the gym, and I don't even think in Belmar they're the ones that want to do this. This is coming out of Trenton and Murphy, etc. And I told you yesterday, we've been saying this, they're not going to stop with just giving you a disorderly to the gym owners. Now, to their credit, they're still open the day as far as I know. But when you start giving this to the patrons, if they get fined that, or if they go to jail time, you would think, even in a place like New Jersey, people would go, you know what, that's too far. That really is. All right, I got a tip from a listener. There's a group threatening to open up in Bucks County, and we'll talk about that coming up. Now, side question of the day, it's about 1,000 businesses or so that are members of this. If they all opened up at once, what would Wolfman Hack do? Side question of the day comes from Dan. He'll get the credit, glory, I'm sure. Side question of the day to go to Captain Chucky's. Name a pair. Now, a pair could be a duo, could be human beings, Batman Robin, Wolfman Hack and Rachel Levine, or it could be something that comes in pairs. So I'll take a good one off the board because I think there are 1,000 of them. Mac and cheese. Dan, what's yours?
Oh, that was going to be mine. I'll take another one. I'll go opposite direction with people. I'll say Hall and Oates.
Very good one. Local connection. All right. So we got a person up there. We got Batman Robin, Wolfman Hack, Rachel Levine. What is it? Murphy and Judy or Pat when he does his news conferences. So 855-839-1210. What is that phrase? You know, when you look back on it, Dan's right. There is anything associated with celebrities in this, glomming onto it. That's all that they're doing. They're not into anything. They're not suffering through this. I think that's the one. We're all in this together. You know, that means if you don't see it that way, if you say, hey, I want to have the policy debate on this, does that mean if they say, hey, schools, here's the thing on the horizon, schools are not going to be able to reopen. They're going to have to be remote in September. We have to go, oh, we're all in this together. We'll put up with that. It's a way of just bludgeoning you in addition to feeling good about yourself. And it's the one that the celebrities have glommed onto the most. They can say it again and again and again. They get some exposure by performing somewhere. They're connected to that. Their name gets out there. And they say, we're all in this together. What would they say if confronted, though, to those that want to open their small business? They wouldn't know what to say. They would just say, well, you can't do that. Sarah, smile. All right, welcome in. We've got some great pairs already. Dan, what's that funny one on Twitter? At Dom Show 1210.
Leader in the clubhouse from Nick Finelli. He says, Democrats and imaginary friends like Booker and T-Bone or Biden and Corn Pop.
Very nice. Or Biden and the Canadian geese. Or, yeah, definitely. All right. 855-839-1210. So I really watched the tape of that pretty closely when the police now are arresting, well, one patron, but others they gave citations to up to $2,000 at the gym. What will they do today? Governor Murphy's not going to stop with this stuff. I don't think it's the Belmar people and it's not the police. And I think if you're, and I want to challenge you, maybe you were there, maybe you saw this. If you are a true patriot, true citizen, you don't make it harder on the police in that situation. I wonder if everyone agrees with that or think, oh, no, no, They are doing the wrong thing. They got to stand down. No, they're under orders. You know they're important. I don't even think the Belmar people are on board with this. They have tried not to. They're under pressure, though. It's a state-level thing for Murphy. And some people got that. They let them do their job. They move people out of the way. You know, some of the stuff being yelled to try to influence the police, that's okay. Come on, officer. You guys really don't. Yeah, stuff like that. But going after them, making it harder on them in this situation, I think is out of line. And I don't think you're going to win hearts and minds. You're not going to win mine if you're standing there with the flag and all, but yelling stuff, diminishing the police in this situation. Or do you see them? No. They've turned on us, seems to be the idea of some of these people. They're idiots. I like the guy, he's got a shirt on from the gym in the action, clearing the path because people were in front of the police vehicle to let the police get out of there. That's what you got to do in that situation. So 855-839-1210. But boy, they have crossed a line here. Where we're I don't see them doing this in other places in Jersey, where you're going in and you're citing people that are just patrons. All right, let me go to Jay in Florida. Jay's first in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jay, how have you been?
Excellent, brother. How you making out?
Very good.
All right, so I totally agree with you regarding these people screaming at the cops. In the short term and the long term, it does absolutely nothing for the cause. It's pretty much, you know, just trying to pour water in the Grand Canyon. You're never going to fill it. It's not going to accomplish anything. And it only adds to the credence of the rabid right-wing extremist stereotype that you saw in Michigan. And now it gives the people on the left who are typically law enforcement, you know, they could say, see, you guys do it too. So it does absolutely nothing for anybody.
That's exactly. And a hero was the guy, Jay, watching him closely. He goes to people, come on now, you got to move away from the vehicle. You can't be there. Then you force them to have to move you. A scuffle breaks out. How does that win hearts and minds? If you want to win, you can't be a yo-yo. You got to give that up.
It's like the old saying, Dom, you get a lot more with sugar than you do with vinegar.
Yeah, well, particularly when we know that the cops went out of their way not to enforce this. What's your pair, Jay?
Well, in honor of the Joe Biden tapes that just released with the Ukrainian Poroshenko, I'm going to go with Democrats and double standards.
Very nicely played, yes. And if we were doing trios, the media would be in there. Okay, so yeah, the Joe Biden tape of the quid pro quo Joe that's out there with the Ukrainians again and the Sun and all that. My God, you talk about an accidental candidate. You know, if you read books on past presidents, a lot of these were accidental presidents. They weren't, did something happen, whatever. And I just can't imagine it could be this accidental, though. All right, so we got that. And what's that phrase that gets you there? You know, it's been a bumper crop of them. The number one to me is we're all in this together. I kind of agree with Dan on that. There's a celebrity hint. There's a lot. But there are a tremendous number that get, they got to fill a lot of time saying the same stuff every day. And it's the national media, the local media, the tagline business, the commercials glomming onto it. You know, even Stay Safe and all is a little bit dramatic, but the worst is we're all in this together. No, we're not. We differ on a lot of this stuff. All right, let me go to Chuck. He's in Norristown, and he's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Chuck. Welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. Yeah, there's two things. One is the gym opening, and two is what's being done to the poor police officers. They're totally wrong, screaming at them and interfering with their duty. The gym should not be open. I mean, you go in there, you're sweating, you're dropping, and you're also, if you are infected, you don't know it, you're putting it out there in the air, because none of those people that I saw come out of the gym were wearing masks. I don't know if they're wearing them inside or not, or if they're wearing gloves.
Okay, but you know, look, Chuck, there's any number of other things that are open, including big box stores. And isn't the question, isn't it a choice if you go and use that gym? Why would we take that choice away?
Because you're going to spread the virus. We're all, the United States is already behind the eight ball with it. We're like a quarter of, 4% of the world's population, and we have 30% of the world.
Well, that's because we're doing more testing, and we have more numbers. But
no,
Chuck,
no, we're not doing more testing.
We are doing more testing. The sheer number of tests are unbelievable versus others.
As percentage of population, we're not.
We are doing a tremendous amount of testing, but Chuck, I'll take you back to this,
but
though.
Percentage of the population.
Chuck,
we are behind.
Okay,
we're like number 11.
Okay, I'll take you back to... lost him there. Sorry about that. What was he going to say for his... I wanted to put down his pair. It was chip beef, which I hate, over home fries, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Chuck. All right, so there are people out there like Chuck who just can't abide this gym and things like it being open. And look, I realize gyms are one of the trickier things, maybe even more than hair salons, with the sweating and things. So I get all that. But it's a choice they've taken beyond CDC precautions. All right? You know why they can't be open, though, and why this is not going to work, no matter how much money and how much GoFundMe. They'll go more draconian. But to reach out to the people that are patrons, this is crossing over a line here. You know, I thought they would take away the health license, the occupancy. They would get the person that owns the shopping center there to take away whatever they have with the gym. They'd pressure that way. I didn't think they'd go after the patrons. It's Jersey, though. It's really over the line. But I just didn't like certain elements of the crowd. Certain elements I liked yesterday. I'm really sensitive, and I bet you are too, that if at all possible, unless the police are doing something that's an act of brutality, whatever, at that point, you're just making it harder and you look bad. Jay was right who called in. You can't be harassing the police or saying stuff toward them and, you know, all the Nazi stuff. Just don't do that. If you want to say to them, we know you really don't want to do this. Come on. You don't have to arrest this guy. He's going to give you his name. Something like that. Okay. That's normal venting. The rest of it, though, and standing in front of where the police vehicle is, you got to be very careful. These cops could have gotten, you know, hey, move out of the way. They didn't do that. Thank God one of the guys from the gym came. The guys from the gym have been excellent, and they're real people there of saying, hey, we're going to be particularly sensitive to the cops in this situation. Now, if you see it differently, if you think, well, the cops shouldn't be doing this and they get whatever they deserve, give me a call. You don't get the world then. You don't get how it works. I don't even think Belmar, per se, wants to bust these people. I don't get that at all. They're under pressure from the state, is what it comes down to execute this. By the way, in case I forget, now Wolfman Hack is potentially making a move, he and the Attorney General, on the DAs. Picture this. I have the document here. Listeners sent it to me. Of charging them criminally, these DAs who said they are not going to go after businesses, however you cite them, that are opening up in Pennsylvania in defiance. And the DA over in Bucks County wasn't fully in that camp, but he's sort of in that camp. Now think about it. Here's a guy, Wolf, right, who allows Larry Krasner and the DA to run wild, right, in Philadelphia, putting all of us at risk. But we're going to go after people like these DAs who are saying we're not going to use our discretion in this. All right, let me go to the Reverend Clark in Berlin, New Jersey. Hey, Reverend, good morning. Thanks for calling us. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dom. I really appreciate your show, and especially because it's local, just not a big national thing. And I just appreciate you standing up for freedom. I feel like we're losing our freedom in this country. Anyway, I just want to tell you, we're opening up on Sunday. We have a large building. We have 200 people already in line to come. And we have a constitutional right to have church. liquor stores are open, pet stores are open, churches are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And we closed actually before we had to, because we didn't want to endanger anybody.
Right.
But we had to stand up for liberty. If we don't stand up for liberty, we won't have any liberty to stand up for. This is Memorial Day weekend. I had two cousins killed in Korea. They died for our freedom, and we're going to exercise that freedom.
Well, 200 people, though, how big of a building can you space people out, Reverend?
Our auditorium holds 1,000 people.
Okay.
We have a gymnasium, holds 1,000 people, and we'll only be like 10%. We've got everything down. We're going to do temperatures. We've already had the building sanitized. We've already marked it out on the pews, social distancing. We can be safer than the food stores. We can be safer than the liquor stores. Our lawyers have already gotten a hold of the governor. The prosecutor reached out to us, and a nice guy just basically, you know, wishing we wouldn't do it. But we have friends. We have another friend opened up in Clementon on Sunday, and they came out and cited him. He has church tonight. They're going to cite him again. They're releasing prisoners, and they're going to lock up preachers and priests and rabbis.
I hear you. Well, certainly good luck with this, Reverend. It seems like you're taking the proper precautions. Give me your pair today. I think you got a pretty good one.
Ham and eggs.
Very good one. That's an all-timer. All right, Reverend, thank you very much. You see what's happening. The revolt is fully under play. That's why I asked him, Dan, about some of the precautions they're taking there versus just, well, we're going to open up. It's a freedom of religion. We had on the attorney for a priest who's suing the governor on these grounds. And Murphy and Wolf will continue to clamp down, even though we've met the goals and we're moving onward, and people are social distancing, etc.
Mama's mamas. Baby mama's mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
All righty, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. I think we have somebody who differs with me on the police. I mean, this is like the biggest 11th commandment, unless the police are really out of line. And I look at these cops in Belmar. They're not roughing people up. They're not doing that. Friend of mine just emailed me that she worked out, and there was this morning, and was told she could be arrested, and there was a state police vehicle still parked in the parking lot. Okay? Let's go to Phil in Montgomery County, though. Phil is on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Phil. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Great. I love your show.
Thank
you. I listen to it all the time, and I think you're really the only voice in the whole state that's saying what's going on in the Commonwealth, and I really, really enjoy your show. But
well, thank you.
I disagree with you on this situation.
Okay, good. Fair enough.
Well, if you talk to anyone from the communist bloc, East Germany, they'll always tell you that the only way anything could be done is because the police were duplicitous in what happened. And they couldn't enforce anything without police. And
well,
if
that,
a policeman...
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Phil, that's true. But, you know, we don't like it. I don't like it when people start going toward Trump as Mussolini, Hitler, et cetera.
Well, sure.
That's why I think we have to be very careful with the cops in this situation, because even though I believe strongly this is way overboard, it's not a situation like East Germany or anything close to it.
Well, you didn't, Dom, you didn't live there. You don't know. And I'm telling you, recent court rulings, the Kent State incident said that no one has to obey an unlawful order. And that is at the problem. If they don't, if their conscience bother them, I hate to say it, they shouldn't be policemen. This is a very serious thing. You're abrogating people's civil liberties.
I understand that, but, you know, it is not outside the debate. It's not communism. It's not anything like that. I think we have
to
watch. We don't go too far with
it. Dom, you didn't live in East Germany, and my parents did.
Right.
And you don't understand what happens in those countries. And this is what's coming down in this country in a slight form.
Okay.
Here's
the remedy to that, though. We're not living anywhere near that. We have elections, and President Trump being elected is a remedy that's pushed back and against a lot of this stuff.
Well, but what's going on in Pennsylvania? You can't do anything with Governor Wolf standing there, and no one can do anything against him. He's abrogating all civil liberties,
right.
And
Well, that's not true. We have the courts. We have a couple of really promising cases. I agree.
But, Dom, as you said, Pennsylvania Supreme Court is ruled by Democrats.
Right.
They have already ruled,
right.
And we're sitting there.
No, I'm talking about this. Phil, this is in federal court.
Yeah,
I know.
I realize that.
One, and there are all kinds of people that don't like Wolf that are even Democrats. So what's going to happen is the waiver thing he set up, which is the real heart of a lot of this, that's going to get exposed. He's going to be weakened by that. My point, Phil, is, and you have different experience, and your parents certainly did, I respect that, is we don't want to call everything that. The left calls Trump that when Trump fires some inspector general.
Yeah,
I think that's my question. What's your duo or what's your pair?
Well, I said initially, I said Rowan and Martin, but someone's already taken that.
Oh, give me another one. Go ahead.
Geez, I really don't know. One thing I wanted to ask you real quickly. How is it that you never brought up the situation where the finances of Pennsylvania could be crushed by this?
Oh, we've said
what's really going to happen.
Yeah, we've said that repeatedly. You see, the thing is, though, we think they're going to tax. They're going to do more of that or try to do that. I agree with you, Phil. We're trying to just get businesses released right now. Thank you. When we differ, we differ. That's fine. Absolutely. You know, it's all respect. It's fine. Now, I just think we make a mistake. And I saw some of it with the police thing. And then I saw cooler heads. I get why people are fired up there at the gym. The friend that just emailed me told they could be arrested for working up. And this is over the line as far as now we're not just going after the owners. Now we're enforcing this even more. But the idea of throwing around that stuff is not good. When the left does it with Trump, you know how we feel, right? It's proportional response. These are petty tyrants, soft tyranny that's going on here. And Wolf has just kind of hit the jackpot. Today, Democrats are presenting a letter to him, and he's probably going to sign off on it, I'm told, for curbside, for more businesses to do curbside. But Republicans are pushing that we take into account tracing, which is being done in Bucks County, and Bucks County be able to open. The remedies are, and I'm sorry how long this takes. I told you we have a great constitutional lawyer working on a couple of big cases in federal court. The other thing is to go after these vulnerable Democrats and punish them. If they will not get on board to override some of these vetoes, and also out there in Bucks County, I like Diane, the head commissioner, when we had her on, but got to turn the heat up on her. She went public, and the governor said, nah, I'm not going to give you any date. I'm not going to say anything about reopening. You got to tell her, hey, Diane, you're going to have to be more aggressive here. Your heart was in the right place, sort of. And the other thing is, we are seeing this revolt happen all over the place. And we're seeing guys like Wolf push back even more. Here's the silver lining. You know, deep down in my mind and heart, this is all building up to the presidential election. President Trump, rightfully today, tweeting out, going after Michigan, the Secretary of State there just mailed out, I think it's 7.7 million ballots. In other words, you can fill out a ballot, mail in, and you had to do it yourself. Now everybody gets it in the mail. Like this is the new way to vote. And of course, the media pouncing. Don't play their game. I'm never going to get into a match trying to prove to them, because no amount of proof is acceptable to them about voter fraud, Philadelphia cheating, every of these Democrat citadels, Chicago, every one of them. That's what they live off. Because they'll often say to you, well, you've proven it, but that's an awfully small number of votes. It's insignificant. That's what they move the goalpost on this. No, this absentee ballot fraud stuff, President Wright to tweet about that today, particularly in a place like Michigan, I wouldn't trust Whitmer to do just about anything there. That's why we're going to win this election. We have to win this election. So I get it when people get fired up when the police came there yesterday. To Phil's point, the cop is there representing something they can't get at these others who are isolated from them, like Murphy. But really, are you going to go nasty on the cops? If you're saying to them, hey, the better course. We know you guys aren't in favor of this. We love law enforcement. You know, can't you just let this guy, something like that is fine. But getting in the face, any kind of blocking and all that, any kind of action like that, I think you're playing right into the hands. Now, I think they're playing into our hands by going after patrons. They've stepped over the line, Murphy, on this. Rather than everything we've seen before was to say, if you're in a business and you won't comply, we'll take away X, Y, and Z, right? Even draconian measures. Now they've gone draconian. They have a New York attorney, by the way, Dan, but we're talking with the local guy. I think the people that were arrested. And he's talking about various elements of this. I think they'll win ultimately, but it takes a while. So no, I'm not going to condone in just about any situation where we see the police as Gestapo or what was it, Stasi in East Germany. It's not there. Not these cops. They work out in that gym. What do you do with them? I salute them to have to carry on in the middle of this with bad guys that might have the virus, tracking him down, to be sent in. You saw that cop, how happy he was on Monday to say, by executive order, you can't be doing this. Now have a good day. He was happy to do it. They don't want to come in there and bust this gym. I'd love to hear from former cops and all. You know, I have people texting me that are cops now saying, yeah, do you think we want to do that? We support these guys. When I taste tequila, baby,
I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority.
Dan, that's country duo Dan and Shay, right?
Yeah, I think they won the most recent Grammy for Best Duo Group.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, duos are often hot. You know, one side contributes something, the other side. I think the most famous in history is Martin and Lewis. Or was it Lewis and Martin? No, it was Martin and Lewis. But right now, who do you think the most famous duo is?
It might be these guys, Dan and Shay. If you asked me a couple years ago, I probably would have said the Black Keys or the White Stripes. But this new resurgence of country music has really thrown Dan and Shay into the spotlight. They just came out with a song with Justin Bieber recently.
Wow.
They're killing it.
Okay. All right. So side question of the day, pairs. It could be human beings. It could be anything else. It's a pair. Dan had a good one yesterday I can't use on air. Wasn't that bad, but... should be an obvious one. I'm surprised you haven't gotten on Twitter yet at Dom Show, Dom Show 1210. All right, we're talking about, we haven't let anybody on yet, so I got to go somebody with one of these. Dan and I are in agreement. The phrase out of these 20 catchphrases now with the pandemic is we're all in this together. That's the winner to me. But there are others that are just constantly on. Somebody emailed me this one. Stay home, stay calm. Oh, God. And remember, Valerie Arcouche is a doctor. If you're out there in Montgomery County, that's the other part. Let's go to Ken in Souderton. Ken's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Dom. Good show this morning.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Yeah, very interesting. Hey, I grew up in the 60s, and civil disobedience was a big deal back then. I hear about civil disobedience mentioned, you know, offhandedly in the news, but it just doesn't seem like people understand what civil disobedience really is. You get a handful of people, and you just don't get, you know, the sit-in. If all those people would have sat down around the gym, I think that would have gotten more attention and more sympathy than just standing around.
I think it would have gotten more negative. I think the other side would use that. You know, their argument is whatever they endorse, civil disobedience is fine with that. They see this as endorsing lawlessness suddenly, Ken. That's the interesting thing here. Even though the two gym owners did everything by every guideline imaginable.
That's true, Dom. I had gotten an email the other day, and it was a list of businesses in Pennsylvania that had gone out of business already due to Governor Kim Jong-un. And
yeah.
It's too long to read, but it's just saddening. You know, how many people, and then you think about all the people that aren't on the list, you know, they're just little people that don't make a splash that nobody knows about.
Exactly right. No, it is off. And what's your phrase that you find annoying?
Oh, Tom, after the last 4 months of flattening the curve, I'm about ready to flatten whoever's saying
well,
it.
Well, I think so. That was said an awful lot. But I think we're past that, right? I haven't heard it as much. And the other, Ken, is celebrity-driven, too. You know, we're all in this together thing. And every ad that we see, but you're right. Murphy may have said flatten the curve 5,000 times in the last couple months. All right, who's your pair?
Let's go way back. Yogi and Boo Boo.
All right, that's a very good one, Yogi
and
Boo Boo.
Oh, he upset me by changing his answer.
What, you like the Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, I love Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, very good.
Man.
Roadrunner and Coyote.
It's a lot of good cartoon pairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of good pairs in sports, too, that we haven't heard.
Exactly.
Like Jordan and Pippen.
Right. But also think of pairs of things, too. That opens it up even more. That's why I like the mac and cheese and things like that. French fries and mayonnaise, if you're French.
What?
That's if you're French. That's from Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Oh. No.
Yeah, that's what they do in France.
That's heartburn right there.
Well, it is. It's the French. They know food. You can't say that. Let me go to Malcolm in Booth
Wynn. They know food.
And Malcolm, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Malcolm, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dom. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. I just had an idea for maybe a silent protest. Wonder if it'd be appropriate to fly the flag upside down with the field of blue and stars inverted.
Yeah, I think that is very rare that I would ever say we should fly the flag upside down. You think it reaches that point? I mean, this is break glass. This is extreme. I don't know when I would say we should ever fly the flag upside down. When's the last time a lot of people did it? I don't remember.
Well, they probably don't. I don't think that many people are aware of it, that it's a sign of distress.
Yes.
And we're living under government by fiat now.
All true. All I'm saying is, though, in my mind, I don't know about yours, the flag upside down is about as far out as you can go.
It may be, but don't you think these governors are going as far out as they can go?
Yes, but I don't know that we should match them in that type of mode. I think it's more there are other effective tactics there, like making sure that Trump wins in Pennsylvania is job one. Whatever we do to make that happen is the biggest thing to be done, and we defeat as many Democrats along the way as we possibly can. And I know that doesn't help right now, though. That's months away. What's your pair, Malcolm?
Beans and Franks.
All right. That's a good one. Classic. Yeah, I'm not in the camp of saying I think these things kind of backfire.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.